13 Days of Halloween is a production of iHeartRadio, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. Headphones recommended. Listener discretion advised.
My dearest friend, come in. The promise of eternity beckons to us. Are you prepared to witness what lies below? Good. I have awaited this night for so many years. Shall we open the hatch?
I'll take that as a yes. And...
A stone stairwell. Oh my. Let us descend. Away we go. It is time, my friend, to put the pieces together for you. Tragedy struck early in his adulthood, when a plague swept through the region and took with it his wife. It left him alone with a young daughter and unfathomable grief. Thankfully, he was not without means. His late wife had inherited quite a fortune and left it all to their daughter. He promptly left the architecture firm for which he'd toiled since college and began his own strange business. A small firm with a single client. Himself. He became obsessed with a singular and secret goal. He immersed himself in occult histories and practices. He procured every arcane tome in existence. He constructed a modest library in which to house them and hired a young man named Oliver to assist in his studies. Together, the pair scoured every grimoire, scroll, and religious rite in hopes of finding a cure for the architect's affliction. And after countless sleepless months, Oliver found it. A forbidden ritual recorded in a lost language to call forth an ancient entity, one with the power to shape time and space itself. At the appointed hour on the appointed night, the architect and Oliver cast a circle of obscure sigils. Together, they read aloud the vile incantations. Together, they spilled each other's blood. And together, they witnessed the impossible.
You have found me when so many before have failed.
There it stood. At the circle's center, towering over them, eyes ablaze, an indescribable creature born of shadow and flame. It looked upon the architect and said,
"As reward, I shall grant you that which you most desire."
The architect, without hesitation, replied, "I wish to bring my wife home, to be with her forever." The entity paused for a moment, then smiled.
"Very well. But first, you shall require a temple worthy of her return. I shall grant you the time, the knowledge, and the will to construct such a place. You will see its dimensions written in the stars, and you shall build it just so. And at the bottom of the deepest level, you shall build a great stone door. When this work has been completed, and on the final night of harvest, you shall walk through that door, and your wife shall return, and you will be together for eternity. Look to the stars, architect."
It was gone. Immediately, the architect, with all of his assistants, began in earnest. First, they built a wondrous observatory, and with it saw in the stars a great house. Together, they laid the cornerstone, and thus the foundation of the house. Oh, but the time it took to build! Months became years, decades. The architect grew cold, obsessive, and cruel. He shunned society altogether and alienated his only child, who in her own time passed. But walls went up and the labyrinthine house grew. And the greater it swelled, so grew the architect's pride and cruelty. Until, finally, Oliver laid the last stone at the threshold of this doorway. This very stone, pure obsidian, dug from a mine in Iceland, carried across the sea to be laid as a footstep toward ascension. My friend, we are here, and the moment is again at hand. See the sigil drawn in circles? See how they guide our steps toward the great door? See how they glow? My dearest companion, it would honor me greatly. It would make my heart sing if you walked through first. It is all right to be afraid. The architect was afraid. Follow the voices. They will guide you, and I shall be close at your heels. Go on, then.
Yes.
Oh, God. You glow, my friend. It is all happening. As the architect was afraid, he knew that the creature he summoned that placed him on this path was untrustworthy. And so he invited Oliver to take the first steps toward ascension. Yes, my dearest friend. I owe you everything. You dragged me from a life of drudgery into a world of signs and riches and wonders. When we built this house of the stars, this house of whispers from beyond, I did not know that it would become my prison. When you convinced me to venture first, you sealed both of our fates. When I walked through this door instead of you, the entity appeared before us.
I accept Oliver as caretaker of my temple. And you, architect, for your cowardice, I curse you with everlasting shadow.
And so you, the great architect, were reduced to a mere shade. Without memory, without voice, without even a name. What was once a magnificent mind, the greatest in history, now nothing more than a blank page. Even now, you are confused. But my dear architect, you have all of eternity to explore this place and to remember who you are. Take heart. Your wife is here. She has been since the night you betrayed me. She will always be with you, along with all the other tormented souls that arrived throughout the centuries. Unfortunately, in your state, you'll never know which face is hers. Do not look forlorn, friend. This will not be the last ascension. In a few hundred years, when the stars align again, perhaps you'll find another to take your place. This is for you to figure out. My time here is almost past. Mon ami, take care of your house, this temple, and make sure that its guests are well attended. Perhaps they will, on occasion, reward you with a tale to pass the time. It moves so terribly slow here. Fare thee well, friend!
Look to the stars. I accept you, architect, as caretaker.
Thank you.
Excuse me, you'll have to... I'm a bit lost and seeking shelter. Can you help me? Is this Hawthorne Manor? I met a man on the road a ways back. He said he just came from here. It's a hotel. I might stay here. And he said the caretaker would meet me here by the gate. Is that you? Can you hear me? Are you the caretaker? Are you?
Thirteen Days of Halloween was created by Matt Frederick and Alex Williams and executive produced by Aaron Mankey, starring Keegan-Michael Key as the caretaker. Today's story was written by Nicholas Tikoski and directed by Matt Frederick, with editing and sound design by Matt Frederick. 13 Days of Halloween is a production of iHeartRadio, Blumhouse Television, and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And learn more about 13 Days of Halloween at grimandmild.com.